This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace ahead of the WASDE report tomorrow. Bill, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Yeah, it's just, if you look at the charts, it's a continuation of the sideways pattern we've been in really since the last major report, which was the 28th of March, the seedings and stocks report. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the April WASDE comes out. They update the stocks, both in the U.S. and also in South America, as well as their crops down there. So we'll see how the numbers come out. Both USDA and CONAB are coming out with estimates. CONAB's been quite a bit lower than the USDA, especially in Brazilian beans. So we'll see what goes tomorrow. We did have some information today, good and bad, on the macro front. We had a CPI number that came out, a negative number. It was 3.5%. They were looking for 3.2%. It kind of weakens the Fed's case of the idea that they were going to begin to lower interest rates in June. So stock market took a dim view of that and is plummeted today. Stock market is trading down around 500 points. It's been around that level most of the day. The more damaging for the grains than that is the U.S. dollar, which off this report is up 100 points, and that's not good for exports. On the plus side, we had another flash sale of beans to unknown today, 250,000 metric tons of beans. Yesterday, we had 124,000, so that's a good indication of being that exports are picking up the beans, although it's not helping them today with the beans down 7 or 8 cents. Other than that, don't expect any major surprises in the report tomorrow, and after the numbers come out, we'll revert back to the weather as we always do, both in the U.S. and South America, and even in the Black Sea areas in Europe. So that's what's going to happen. Another thing to look at is the exports. Been good in corn. One of the reasons is that our corn is cheaper than South America by a little bit, and we think that'll continue to give us good export numbers. Every week, the inspections on Monday, the sales on Thursday are running over 1 million metric tons. As well, we still have a big open interest, short open interest in corn. It was over 300,000, still around 250,000. So any kind of surprise, good news, those markets, they'll be covering their shorts. And these prices are lower. I mean, they're, you know, a year ago we were $2-3 higher in beans and a couple dollars higher in corn. So the market's at a level where it certainly could rally. And if there's any problem with our crop here then this year here in the States through the summer and the fall. The livestock, as I've mentioned most every day, we've had a changing in the guard in livestock. Cattle was the upside leader for the longest time, but the cattle have topped out here about a month ago. A couple reasons for it. One was the biggest that started the downfall was the cattle on feed report and came out in March, showed a 10% increase in placements. They're looking for 6. That started the ball rolling on the downside. And then this bird flu came out and made the demand for cattle suspect, added to the down about a $15 total in all. But the market got overdone because the bird flu deal seems to be drying up or kind of fading away. And the market was up about $4 or $5 the last 2 days. Off the lows, back down a couple bucks today. So I think the lows are put in the cattle, and the market will probably consolidate between the lows of this that were made after the worst of the bird flu news and the highs from yesterday. The hog market has assumed the upside leadership, even though it's a little lower today. I think all the meats are lower because of what's happening in the stock market, just the implication that the economy is maybe not as strong as people thought. We're looking for the interest rates to come down in June and help things out. So with that number from the CPI number, the stock market down 500, I think that's impacting, creating demand fears in cattle and hogs. That's why June cattle's down a couple bucks. June hogs are actually down $3. But still, the hogs are the upside leader. They benefited from the bird flu. There's a lot of demand switched from cattle to hogs. Also, the hog market has benefited from the pig crop report that came out the last day of last month, where the farrowing intentions implied the lower stocks. Both markets, although they're off today, probably because of the stock market, be the beneficiaries of the best demand period of the year, which is a grilling season, which is underway right now.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoreprice.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bio, said Jack. Scoville and myself, we've both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 3 even at 434 and a quarter. May soybeans down 9 and 3 quarters at 1164 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal down 470 at 330.90. Soybean oil up 8 cents at 47.60. Chicago wheat up 3 quarters at 558 and a half. Kansas City hard red wheat up 17 and a quarter at 594 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up half a cent at 651 and 3 quarters. May oats up 8 even at 337 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle down 162 at 179.07. April feeders down 242 at 238.27. May lean hogs down 222 at 96.55. May pork cutout down 45 cents at 104.42. And April class 3 milk up a penny at 15.57. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.